App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a shooting in the 1000 block of West South Boulevard early Sunday morning. Police say a man was taken to the hospital where he later died. So far, no arrests have been made. Troy police are looking for a suspect after a fight led to a man's death over the weekend. Police have arrested 21-year-old Jeremiah Howell, and they're looking for 23-year-old Therian Nye. Anyone with information is asked to call Troy Police. And the candidates for governor will be making their final push for votes today. Governor Kay Ivey and Democratic challenger Walt Maddox will both be in the capital city today. Ivey will speak at Montgomery Aviation at 8:45 this morning, followed by Maddox at 11 o'clock this morning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries, it's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you don't want your tax dollars to pay for abortion on demand, vote yes on Amendment 2. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line. Please vote yes on statewide Amendment 2. Paid for by Alabama Citizens for Life at alforlife.org.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
The county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes after 11.
I hear you singing in
Someone brought some candy in downstairs, and they had some nuclear warheads.
I don't think I've ever had those.
I've got some if you want one. They start out really sour. Not like the most sour thing you've ever tasted, but they're sour. But then the sour wears off after about 30 seconds, and it's the most delectable, sweet cough drop taste you've ever tasted in your life.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's a nearly perfect candy.
I had a piece of Super Bubble, I think.
Yeah, I got one of those, too. It's double bubble.
But yeah, double bubble, which I like.
Well, it's hard to find gum that doesn't have artificial sweetener. And I don't use any artificial sweetener. But double bubble does not, that I'm aware of. I'm not mistaken.
I like bubble gum, but I can't chew it because I'm a smacker.
Yeah, you are a smacker.
I'm a bad smacker.
Yeah,
so
I know
you've chastised me.
I have.
So many times,
well,
Baron.
Mouth noises are among my least favorite things on earth.
Like when I chomp on ice, you cut my mic off and go ballistic.
I don't go ballistic.
Because I think Joyce does it.
I cringe. No, she doesn't really crunch on
Who's
ice.
Who's an ice
Ellen
crunch?
Shively sure did.
Her mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting
yeah,
in the corner.
Yeah, I think somebody, your family drove you crazy.
Oh, man, she'd chomp on that ice. I'm surprised she had teeth left by the time she
that,
did that.
That Wichita Lineman song. Dedicated to our listeners who work for power companies.
That's right. They keep the lights on.
Joey and Jim.
Yeah. Well, not just them. I mean.
Well, and all the rest of them. But those are two that we know listen.
You know how many listeners we have, Jack Campbell? Who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody. Former Obama campaign worker arrested for neo-Nazi graffiti writing, kill all Jews on Brooklyn synagogue. Guys. When are we going to start learning that white supremacists don't write on synagogues or black churches? Only Obama campaign workers and people who are trying to draw attention to how awful certain people are. That's who does it. That's who does it. Every single time. I mean, every single time there's one of these stories where people are like, oh my gosh, a black church was defaced. Oh my gosh, a synagogue, it has... What are those things? Swastikas on it. It's got swastikas on it. It says kill all
Jews.
Yeah,
and they found out it was what?
It was a 26-year-old guy named James Polite. He was detailed in a 2017 New York Times article. It says Mr. Polite, now 25, well, he's 26 now, still believed that college was the next best step. He found encouragement as a volunteer in his teens, registering voters and canvassing neighborhoods in New York during Barack Obama's first presidential bid. Mentors on the campaign trail urged him to pursue higher education. In 2008, at a gay pride rally for Mr. Obama, Mr. Polite met Christine C. Quinn, the city council speaker. And it goes on to talk about all this. He was the one arrested and charged with criminal mischief as a hate crime and making graffiti.
And he's an Obamaite.
Yes. Yes.
Is his middle initial M?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, say it out loud.
James Impolite?
Impolite.
Oh, Impolite?
God, Baron, you're slow.
I am slow today.
Baron, did you have your Wheaties?
No, I didn't eat breakfast. The first thing I had was that Warhead during the break.
You got all over it, too.
I did.
I saw it.
I did. Today was a day off. I didn't run this morning, so I didn't feel compelled to
did
eat.
You take a sabbatical, or?
No, I ran yesterday.
Oh, well, you
4 miles yesterday morning.
You're so talented.
The talented Mr. Coleman?
Mr. Ripley.
Next time somebody has anti-Semitic graffiti somewhere, just go ahead and assume it's an Obama volunteer, please. Oh! Dadgummit. They've struck again, Campbell. The flu season is here. WSFA has tips on how to fight it. I click on the website. There are 10 tips on how to fight the flu. Okay? 10 tips.
One of them is don't get a flu shot.
Well, no. Number one is get a flu shot, which is total garbage, by the way, but whatever. I'm just telling you, wash your hands immediately after, frequently wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Well, that's not going to help you not get the flu. It's going to help other people not get the flu. Stay home with a fever. Again, not going to help you not get the flu. It's going to help other people not get the flu. And it goes on. It has all these different things. Know your office emergency plan, whatever that means. All these things that are not about how to avoid getting the flu. Call your doctor if symptoms get worse. Anyway, let me say this. There's one way that is medically and scientifically proven to reduce your likelihood for getting the flu. So why wouldn't WSFA
the globalist corporatist garbage news outlet here in town, why wouldn't they include this one scientifically proven way to avoid getting the flu?
What would that be, Baron?
I'm reading here from the Harvard Gazette. Study confirms vitamin D protects against colds and flu. Huh, where have you heard that before? A new global collaborative study has confirmed that vitamin D supplementation can help protect against acute respiratory infections, like the cold and flu. The study, a participant data meta-analysis of 25 randomized controlled trials, including more than 11,000 participants, has been published online in the BMJ. Most people understand that vitamin D is critical for bone and muscle health. Our analysis has also found that it helps fight acute respiratory infection, which is responsible for millions of deaths globally each year.
So drink whole milk and get a little sun.
No, you need way more than you can't get it from the sun this time of year. That's what happens is during the winter, starting in about early to mid-October in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun is at a wrong angle.
Yeah.
And not enough of the beams can from the sun can get through the Earth's atmosphere to change the surface scales of your skin to produce vitamin D. It's just the radiation can't get there to do its job. And so you have to supplement during the winter months, which is why flu season comes in the winter months, because vitamin D is low. Flu is a symptom of vitamin D deficiency. Several observational studies, which track participants over time without assigning a specific treatment, have associated low vitamin D levels with greater susceptibility to the flu. A number of clinical trials have been conducted to investigate the protective ability of vitamin D supplementation. Guys, take vitamin D. Here we go. Investigators found that daily or weekly supplementation had the greatest benefit for individuals with the most significant vitamin D deficiency. Huh. Cutting their risk of respiratory infection in half. In half. You can cut your risk of flu in half. And that all participants experienced some beneficial effects from regular vitamin D supplementation. Administering occasional high doses of vitamin D did not produce significant benefits. So you have to take it daily. You got to do this day in and day out. But it's as effective. The flu shot this year, they will, I promise you, when it's all said and done, they'll say, well, it was about half effective against getting the flu. It cuts your rate of getting the flu in half. So does vitamin D. Why would that not be in WSFA's story? Do you want me to tell you? Let me spoil the surprise? Because WSFA is a globalist corporatist whore outlet.
Stop it, Baron.
It's true. Why would it not be in there?
Well,
if they knew something was could cut your ability to get the flu in half, why wouldn't they recommend you do it?
But they don't know it.
Why don't they know it?
Somebody sent
because them. The flu shot company that advertises with them doesn't want them to put that this works. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, maybe.
That's what it is. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if you saw on the Stacey Adams, if you guys have touched on the Black Panther March for...
Okay, thanks for your call. Hey, guys, you got to stay on topic. You got to stay on topic.
Well, that was about the race in Georgia.
I know, but that we hadn't covered that in an hour and a half.
Well, I mentioned it.
An hour and a half ago?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It was during the 9 o'clock hour, Jay.
When Smooth Operator called. Well, but it's still part of what we talked about, Dave. You let all these damn Amendment 2 calls come in here.
We were on the topic, that segment. That segment.
I think you're being a little strict.
All right, we're on vitamin D.
That was a guy who doesn't call here.
That's fine.
Once again.
He's not listening either.
Well, he was. He did call her Stacey Adams, so I could see why you'd be confused. But still, you got to have more patience. Lent's coming up. After Advent.
Lent's coming up in like 5 months.
I know, but you just need to look. You need to be forward thinking.
I'm just tired of people being off topic. We had a caller seminar. I didn't buzz him.
I know, but poor guy.
I'm talking about the flu season. Vitamin D, I'm asking specific questions about our globalist, corporatist, loser press around here.
Well, 11 o'clock hour, you're supposed to talk about these races.
I wanted to get to some news before we got there that I wanted to get to.
Well, supplement your whatever you're doing with vitamin D. And I have some at home that I haven't been taking, but I got a whole bottle of it. I'm gonna start taking it every morning. I don't want no flu, baby.
I'm not going to tell you how much to take. Get with your doctor about that. But. Doctors probably don't know either. You want to take another crack at it?
Yeah, I just said the first two letters of the word. You could have thought I had a lisp.
Don't want anybody getting confused.
Not just the don't know.
We'll be back.
Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas Open House. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Apologize to whoever that was that called and asked about Stacey Adams. I got your text messages, people. I'm a jerk. I can't help it sometimes. No, I just listen. We had this whole caller seminar. We're going to go back over the rules, try to be on topic, try to be consistent with what we're talking about. You know, and
well, here's my question.
And don't talk to me during the breaks.
I know.
I don't have time to do it during the breaks. I do things during the breaks. I cannot sit there and chat with you.
Baron is very busy at breaks.
I had three different people try to call and talk to me during the breaks. I just can't do it.
So when you call on the 272-9228 number, if you have a quick question like, what's that sponsor's name? What was the name of that vitamin? That's fine. But don't call here and say, let me ask you about this.
Yeah. You know, just call on air. That's fine.
Yeah,
if you don't have time to do, look. We can do the show without calls. If you don't have time to call, don't call.
All right, but now, as far as Stacey Abrams is concerned, I think if we talked about it earlier, you can call during the show and talk about it.
Well, but...
Unless we say that subject is closed, I think we need to be more patient.
Okay, every subject is closed except what we're talking about. Is that fair, Jay?
Well, I wanted to bring something up, but
I wanted
to bring something up. It's just a question I have. I don't want anybody to call about this.
Okay.
And that was what I was. this publisher's clearing house. Where do they get all that money to give away?
I have no idea. That's a lot of money, though. $7,000 a week for the rest of your
good
life.
Good Lord.
And they've been doing it for years, so who knows how much is going out every week? I have no idea.
I just wonder where that money comes from.
I wonder if the publishers chip in. Because the way it used to work, I don't know
like
how it works.
Like Simon & Schuster and...
Yeah. I think they chip in, because what it used to work is you had to buy a magazine subscription really be counted. Now, they told you no purchase necessary, but we all knew the truth. If you didn't buy a magazine, you weren't in the
sweepstakes. You weren't on the list.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that may still be true.
Someone said your saltiness has rubbed off on me. No, you know what it was? I had one of those nuclear warheads during the top of the hour break. It's a delicious candy.
My saltiness wore off on you?
Yes. You've been salty all day. You woke
up salty.
Well,
who's that jackass that texted that?
I'm not going to tell you.
I know him, I'm sure.
I think that's correct.
I'm not salty. I'm just a little spunky today about certain things.
I had a blue raspberry artificially flavored hard candy, extreme sour hard candy warhead during the top of the hour break. And it was delicious and phenomenal. But it did make me a little salty.
It sure wasn't on topic.
Our number two.
Wait a minute, it was because you brought it up.
That's right. Hey, everything I do is on topic.
Because you're the topic man.
Because I'm the topic man. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. So we'll go through this house map in a minute. I do want to tell you about my friend Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. Eddie Bader is a dynamo, amigos, an absolute dynamo. And he wants to be your buyer's agent. That's what Eddie Bader wants to do. He wants to be your buyer's agent. He doesn't want you going into a real estate deal without representation, all right? It's like going into battle without of body armor or a gun. It's like, well, I'm not going to say that. There are other things that you need protection and people on your side. Don't go into battle without people on your side. Eddie Bader is saying the same thing. You're going to pay those real estate fees anyway, no matter what.
Right.
They're built into the deal already. The question is the seller's agent going to get all of them, or is your agent going to get some of them, right?
So if you're driving by a house that says for sale by Reuben Rabinowitz.
That's right.
You don't have to call Reuben Rabinowitz.
No.
If you want to buy that house or look at it, you can call Eddie Bader.
That's exactly right.
He can represent you.
That's 100%. Jack, you said it better than I even could have said it.
Well, it's tough to do.
It's amazing. Just amazing. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. All right, I want to cover some of these. Anyway, let me give you Eddie Bader's number. We didn't finish the spot.
Yeah.
Eddie Bader's number is, do you know his number, Jack?
Oh, it's like 022.
Oh, man.
Sick.
022. No, Jack, it's not 022.
What is it?
It's 322-0662.
0662.
Yeah, you can't start a number with a zero. It'll call the operator. There'll be someone on the inside.
I was thinking of the operator. Not the first three digits, the last four.
322-0662. That's how you get in touch with Eddie Bader. When you think real estate in Montgomery, Alabama, you think Eddie Bader. Okay, you think Eddie Bader. Here is, I'm going to give you three early races. These are probably the three races you should watch closer than any other races that night. Okay? The first one is Virginia's 5th Congressional District. This is going to be, I think, a tremendous tell of how the night is going. Virginia's 5th Congressional District. If you got a pen and paper, write this down. I'm not probably going to put all this on Facebook. This is too much IP. I don't want other people being able to steal it if they don't listen to this program. Here is the way this district has broken down in the past. Mitt Romney won this district by 7. Donald Trump won this district by 11. This is a surprisingly close race. There is no incumbent in this. Virginia's 5th Congressional District. The two running, one is a guy named Denver Riggleman. This, let me just say this, too. This is probably going to win the night for the two best names on the ballot. Of any race in America, this is probably the one with the two most entertaining names on the ballot. The Republican's a guy named Denver Riggleman. Denver Riggleman. He is going against Leslie Cockburn. Denver Riggleman.
Sounds like an affliction. You had to make that name up.
No, I did not. Denver Riggleman and Leslie Cockburn. The most recent poll is a New York Times poll that shows Cockburn winning by one.
Well, I guess.
Well inside the margin of error.
So to speak.
So this is, listen, if the Democrats win a seat like this, it could be a long, long night for Republicans.
True.
That is a Trump plus 11 district. Denver Riggleman. the fifth congressional district, the fifth congressional district there in Virginia sort of runs the length of the state from all the way in the north to all the way in the south. I mean, it runs from North Carolina to Maryland. It's a highly gerrymandered district. But that's a big one. That's a big one right there. So Denver Riggleman versus Leslie Cockburn, Virginia's 5th Congressional District. That's probably the one I'll be watching most all night. The neighboring district, the one that also runs from North Carolina all the way to Maryland. That is Virginia's 7th Congressional District. This used to be represented by Eric Cantor.
This
is the 7th.
And the guy that beat Eric is not running again.
He is running again. Dave Brett.
Oh, okay.
Dave Brett is running again. He's running against a woman named Abigail Spanberger.
Jesus, these names.
Abigail Spanberger. Now, Trump won this district by 7. Romney won it by 11. It is trending Democrat over the years.
Is that all those Washington people moving to Virginia?
Yes, this is the district they move into, a lot of them. Okay. Yeah. So Dave Brett is winning. This one, Brett is the incumbent, has an advantage, and in the polls is up anywhere from 2 to 4 points in the 3 or 4 polls that are available in this race. But these are two races that will vary. Now, Virginia will go with Eastern Time Zone, so these will be starting to count immediately. The gold standard, and I hate to tell you to go to the New York Times website, but the gold standard on election night is the New York Times website. You might be able to, on an individual race here or there, an individual state here or there, find a more up-to-date resource than the New York Times website, but not across the board. There's no other website that is going to be more current across the board on everything than the New York Times website that night. So keep in mind, Virginia's 5th, and Virginia's 7th. Those two you absolutely have to look at. Now, there's one more I want to talk to you about over on the Eastern Seaboard that's right next to that, and that is North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. This is probably the one that if the Republicans lose this race, they cannot win the House of Representatives. That doesn't mean if they win it, they will win the House of Representatives. But if they lose it, they can't win the House of Representatives. Period, end of story. They must win this one.
Why do you say
it? Well, because it was a Romney plus 12 and Trump plus 12.
Okay.
Okay, this is not one that's going anywhere. And Mark Harris is a very legitimate candidate. He's a good guy. He's running against a young guy named Dan McCready, who's a Democrat. By virtue of being completely open, honest, and transparent on this program, Dave Mowry, who comes in about once a week, is working on this campaign. So, you know, but we're
for the Republican.
For the Republican. But our radio signal doesn't go over there, so there's no conflict that I'm aware of. But this is a plus 12 district. And the polls show this as a 50-50 race. This is a toss-up. Republicans have to win this. So Virginia 5, Virginia 7, North Carolina 9. Those are the first three you should watch. Those are the three most important districts in the entire country, in my opinion. And the reason is because they're early. They're early. They'll give you an idea of how the country's going to go. So watch those three. Virginia 5, Virginia 7, North Carolina 9. 5, 7, 9 kind of goes in order like that. Half past 11 o'clock. Who's this?
Ethel. I get the sense that you're not as sure that we're going to retain the House.
Well, nobody can be sure.
Well,
I'm very
every
confident.
Poll says we're not, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm more confident because of the polls from 2016, and these same jackasses are polling. So, and I think they cooked the numbers, quite frankly, in some of these races. They would rather, they think they're swaying the electorate, I believe. So,
well, they said on Fox News this morning that Florida has now had 24,000 more Democratic votes than the Republicans. But don't Republicans tend to go out on election day?
As a rule, they're better voters, more reliable voters. But and early voting is designed to help Democrats, let's face it.
Well,
yeah, because they designed early voting because they weren't having a good Democrat turnout on Election Day. And so this basically gives people 2 weeks to go vote outside of Election Day. And it's totally pandering to the left, the whole deal.
I believe that. And plus, they're going to be saying that their votes were disenfranchised, and I don't believe that, but it does concern me that illegals are trying to vote, but I don't know how many that is. But I just got the sense that Barron was not as...
No. Listen, I'm not confident the Republicans are going to keep the House. There's no way. You can't be confident. Every single poll says they're going to lose it. But I will say this, and I told Jack this during one of the breaks. I didn't say it on air, but I will. I think all of these toss-up Senate races, every single one of them goes Republican. I think every single one of these toss-up races go Republican, and here's why. Do you remember on election night 2016, all the toss-up states, almost every single one of them, tick, 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 went Republican every single time. And the reason is because there are a lot of people who looked at Donald Trump and they said, I want that vision for America. I want that guy to be president. They weren't traditional voters. They weren't polled on, going into these things. Because, look, when we do polling, I know how it works. You don't poll somebody who doesn't vote. I mean, it's a waste of a call. It'll mess with your data. But they do sometimes come out and vote. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And they did. And there's not a single one of them who voted for Donald Trump in the last election who's going to look at the television and say, you know what? I don't like the fact that the stock market's up 10,000 points since Election Day. I don't like the fact that my 401k is swelling. I don't like the fact that I have all this extra money laying around in my bank accounts. I don't like the fact that I'm making more money at my job. I don't like the fact that unemployment is at a 50-year low. I don't like the fact that employment is at a 50-year high, an all-time high. I don't like the fact that black unemployment's at an all-time high. I don't like the fact that Hispanic employment is at an all-time high. I don't like the fact that the economy is absolutely blazing. I don't like the fact that we're working trade deals that are bringing jobs back to the United States. Nobody who voted for Donald Trump is sitting there thinking those things. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. And if you think those people who voted for him and have sat for 2 years and watched him march out their vision of America exactly what he said he was going to do, are going to walk in there and vote for Democrats to go in and oppose him and try to impeach him, you're out of your damn mind. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The question is, do they show back up? Do they know they're supposed to vote in the midterm just because Donald Trump's not on the ballot? But him going to these states and holding these rallies is helping to remind them, you need to come back out and vote again.
And based on that crowd turnout where Trump goes, it reminds me a lot of 2016.
Yeah,
in those final days.
Yeah,
and he doesn't talk as much about the economy as I would like him to. But one thing that I am impressed with, he wants all Americans to be lifted.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thanks for your call, Ethel. I got to run. Don't forget today the Blue Water Broadcasting stuff, the Sprinter van. Their location's all over the river region, really all over Montgomery. There you can drop off food for the needy. You can always drop them off here at Blue Water Broadcasting, 4101 Wall Street. Sprinter van today will be at McGriff. I think it's at Cartridge World one day this week. Jack Ingram, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, one day this week. It moves around a little bit. But today it'll be at McGriff over on Bell Street. If you know where that is, you can drop by, drop some canned goods off. But you can always do it here at Blue Water Broadcasting any day of the week for the next couple of 3 weeks. So help out people. It's Thanksgiving, Christmas. This is the time when people need a hand up more than anything. So this is that time of year. Also, don't forget this hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. They're number one and the number two business. They don't always have to dig because they have that proprietary pipelining technology. And Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl,
it's pretty easy, Baron. Call on Cole.
You call on Cole. We'll be back.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues. But that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood. Outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years. Took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe. Fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system on the way that will affect much of the South, and especially in the overnight hours tonight here in Alabama. Showers and thunderstorms moving in tonight, mostly after midnight. Some of the storms possibly severe in the overnight hours and into Tuesday morning. The overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, the risk of showers and storms mainly in the morning hours, then clearing later, high 79 on Election Day, low Tuesday night around 56, then a good bit of sunshine Wednesday, chance of an isolated shower somewhere in the area Wednesday or Wednesday night with a high in the mid-70s. Our weather app keeps you on top of this approaching storm system. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, which is going to be really handy in the overnight hours. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Back in 42 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. Still being told by text I'm salty, Jerry.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I started that trend.
I don't think I'm salty. I got a great night's sleep last night. With the time change, woo! Of course, the time would go back an hour about every 2 weeks. I really slept well. Mr. Sandman, part of that was because I was on a pillow for Mr. Sandman. The beds, the pillows, the bedding, the choices he has, Mr. Sandman. You go in there, you'll find out really, really quickly why Mr. Sandman, 18 years, has been voted the best mattress superstore right here in the River Region. Mr. Sandman is absolutely a professional. He gets it. He understands it. He knows the way it works. And if you've not had the opportunity to get by a Mr. Sandman location, please take that opportunity as soon as you can, as soon as you can. A lot of you people are on beds that are 10, 15, 20, 25 years old. Come on. You might as well be sleeping on a bed of nails. That's no way to sleep. Get by Mr. Sandman. He's got some deals right now on some end-of-the-year closeout models, 2018 closeout models that he has to get rid of. Like the new models, the 2019s are coming in. Guys, you can't tell the difference between 2018 and 2019, but he has to take them because that's the deal he has with the factory. So you could get a steal on these 2018s. Now's the time to get in there. Christmas around the corner, you're going to have people coming into town. You don't want them sleeping on that old lumpy piece of garbage you have in the guest room. Go into Mr. Sandman, spruce it up a little bit. Mr. Sandman, two locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook and in beautiful Montgomery, right on, right on Atlanta Highway.
Atlanta Highway.
Atlanta Highway.
Across from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, right across from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's what
right
I'm talking across
about. Dairy Queen. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Who's this?
Baron, this is Chicken Man.
Hey, Chicken Man.
I got a question for you real quick. That caller that you hung up on, are you going to reach out to him and tell him to call back?
No. I mean, he's more than welcome to. I mean, but he needs to be on topic. I did apologize to him, Chicken Man.
I
got like
that.
9 complaints by text message. You're too mean to that guy. And in fact, yeah. I was fine until someone said I sounded like a former talk show host. Then I was like, all right, never mind.
Oh, you sound like me because I
was
salty.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So you don't hang up on any callers. I mean, I understand, you know, the telephone, you know, calling on topic and everything. But, you know, would you agree with me that when callers call in, you know, to the show, it should only take about 60 seconds to voice the, you know, the thoughts and, you know,
oh,
the views
yeah.
to get out?
After they go 60-plus seconds, I start getting nervous. I start looking around. Like, if someone had a camera in here, it looked like I'm looking for the candid camera. I'm looking around like, why is he still talking?
Well, I was thinking about this. Okay, think, you know, if you could kind of change up the show. I know this is your show, but...
You're at 63 seconds right now, Chicken Man. Just warning you.
Okay,
I'm looking around.
All right. For the callers, you know, that call in on topic, you know, if you rewarded them and gave them, say, if they call in on topic and you gave them 2 minutes to talk, but the ones that are off topic, only give them, say, 30 minutes, and then they're
30
done.
30 minutes?
Seconds.
I mean, 30 seconds.
Well, I don't even want to give them 3 seconds. I gave that guy about 4 seconds.
Well, here's the deal.
More
you
than
know,
I wanted to give him.
Yeah, we're, you know, we... Well, I lost my chain.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Off topic.
We don't like people being off topic anymore.
Not if we can avoid it. Hey, great call, Chicken Man.
We appreciate it. Chicken Man just got hung up on.
Well,
I know.
He got off topic and he started saying 68 seconds.
Well, I mean, he was asking a legitimate question. I think he got an answer.
He did.
So
why keep talking?
Well,
a couple more races to watch here on the...
Do you know about that Kentucky one that they were talking about?
I'm going to get there. I'm going in order of the importance on my sheet.
Okay, that's cool.
Kentucky one's on there.
Okay.
You'll be surprised.
I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's a woman, I thought.
So Virginia 5, Virginia 7, North Carolina 9. All right. New Jersey 3. New Jersey 3. This is a barn burner one to watch. This is a district that has flip-flopped over the years. It voted Obama +5, and it voted Trump +6. It has a Republican incumbent, a guy named Tom MacArthur, and there's a Democrat, a young Democrat, challenging him named Andrew Kim. MacArthur is leading in the polls, or Kim may be up to. I mean, it's basically a dead heat.
Yeah.
One poll has MacArthur up 2, one poll has Kim up 2, one poll has MacArthur up 1. So it's a dead heat. This is a dead heat. New Jersey 3. This is an interesting one to watch. This is a southern New Jersey district. It's right outside of Philadelphia, just north of Camden, if you know anything about New Jersey here. It's an interesting district. It's a very, very interesting district, and it will be awfully telling early how the country is going.
Now, is this one of those districts that's like had a lot of factories and stuff and is benefiting from the Trump economy?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't really fit that mold.
Okay.
So we got Virginia 5, Virginia 7, North Carolina 9, New Jersey 3. The next one on the map, Jack Campbell, you will be happy to know, is your friends all the way up in Kentucky. Now, you know how I feel about the state of Kentucky, right?
Yeah, we don't need to hear that right now.
I'm not a big fan of the state of Kentucky. It's a lousy place. The only thing good about Kentucky is sometimes you have to drive through it.
There are a lot of coal miners there.
There are. There are. Romney won this district. This is Kentucky 6. Romney won this district by 14. Trump won it by 15. But Barron. This sounds like a runaway.
Au contraire.
Andy Barr is the Republican incumbent. And a young woman named Amy McGrath. Amy McGrath is a Democrat. And this is a tie ball game. In September, Barr had a one-point lead in the New York Times poll. In November, the poll that just ended Friday, it is a tie ball game, 44-44.
According to?
The New York Times.
Okay, there you have
so
it.
So this is a good one to watch, Kentucky 6, to see if the polling is wrong from the Times. All these will tell you if the polling's wrong, because all these are within a point or two.
Yeah.
The ones I'm giving you are all within a point or two, according to the most recent polling, particularly from New York Times. And so all these will tell you, by the time you've seen those five districts come in, you will know whether the Republicans will have a good night or get slaughtered. If the Republicans go 0-5 in those districts, Katie, bar the door, they're going to lose more than 50 seats. And it's going to be a total shellacking. And Trump will look very foolish at the end of the night.
Do you think that's possible?
If the Republicans go 5-0 in those districts, the Republicans probably will still lose seats, but very few. They will control the House of Representatives, and Katie, bar the door, be ready for the most lunatic entertainment you've ever seen in your entire life from the left. Not during wartime, not the anti-war protests. You will never have seen entertainment like you're going to see out of the left. You think Antifa was fun to watch. You think watching them burn down buildings was fun to watch. Just wait. Just wait. You think them marching on Washington with kitty cat hats was fun to watch. You have not seen anything like you're going to see if the Republicans go 5-0 in those five districts.
Well, Barron, what you're not saying is, are there some incumbent Democrat congresspeople who might be in trouble? We're not talking about them, and there have got to be a few.
There are a few. It's very few. Minnesota's 8th. There's an incumbent who's in a little bit of trouble. New Hampshire, 1. There's an incumbent that's in a little bit of trouble. 1 out in Nevada. Maybe 2 out in Nevada. Not very many, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking of the 75 competitive seats, maybe 10 are Republican. I mean, 10 or 15 are Democrats.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, 14, is a Democrat incumbent who's going to get shellacked, for example. That's one that's just going to go.
Now, what is the congressional district number in Kentucky?
6.
6.
I'll put these five on Facebook. I'm not going to put all of them.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
But I'll put these five on Facebook, too, with my ballot. So Virginia 5, 7, North Carolina 9, New Jersey 3, Kentucky 6. All Eastern time zone. All should come in early. All you should have answers between 8 and 9 o'clock on the direction of the rest of the night. It will let you know whether to crack a beer, crack some champagne.
Or smoke some crack.
Or do something.
I'm more confident than you are. And that's just, and I heard somebody say the other day, a lot of these congressional races are tough to poll.
I've had 9 text messages telling me I was too mean to Billy. I have one who says, dump more of these loser callers. You're not salty enough for me, brother. That's my kind of listener.
That sounds like Ball Jacker to me.
True, Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Not only does he have the best name in retail, Troop Booth, he's got the best business in jewelry business in Montgomery, hands down, bar none. You should go into this place and look at what is around. This guy is absolutely incredible. He knows jewelry inside and out. He can take what you have and fix it up into something nicer that you'll wear. He can take something you have and you could trade up. You can give him some jewelry and trade up for something nicer. Or you can just get money back, however you want to do it. Or you can just walk in there with cash. You got nothing on yourself. Walk in there with cash and look at his spectacular offerings. It is really, really something special to walk in and look at Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. His jewelry cases are stocked full of some of the most beautiful stuff you've ever seen. They really, really are. It is classic, antique, heirloom quality jewelry. You would be proud to have a piece from Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Get by there when you get the opportunity. If you're looking for junk, don't go. He doesn't stock junk. You can go to some of the chain places for that. But antique heirloom quality jewelry, high-end stuff, Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Get by there. He's not open on Monday, but he'll be open tomorrow till 5 o'clock, Tuesday through Friday till 5, 9 to noon on Saturday. I need more warheads. I'm losing my voice.
Sorry.
You have to talk more during the last segment, Chad.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Lisa Keith, candidate for Montgomery Board of Education, District 1. When I exposed the grade-changing scandal 4 years ago, I decided to run for the Board of Education. It didn't take me long to realize that my crusade to improve the quality of education was unwelcomed by the establishment. Because I have challenged the status quo and demanded results for our children, I was often outvoted 6-1 by the entrenched incumbents. What I have fought against are nepotism, friends and family, massive discipline problems, excessive teacher absences, and grossly low proficiency scores. We must demand transparency, accountability, and the truth from the top down. I'm Lisa Keith, and on Tuesday, I need your vote to change the direction of public education in Montgomery County. As parents, you deserve it, and as taxpayers, you should demand it.
Paid for by supporters of Dr. Lisa Keith. Box 640518, Montgomery, 36117.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide. And we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money. Located in the Peppertree Shopping Center.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service on Bell Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Business owners, I want you to hear me out for just a minute, honestly. Business owners, managers, HR professionals, you got to get in touch with my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, or you're just doing your business a disservice. I mean that. In this competitive economy, with employees having as many options as they have today, you cannot shortcut them on things like employee benefits, insurances, disability, life insurance, health insurance, and more. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, if you call them, it's a very easy process. They're going to make it as easy as it possibly can be on you. So get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency when you get the opportunity, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a super, super easy process. You just run in, you run out, boom, you're done. You can't miss it. You cannot screw this up. And what I mean by that is they're going to come to you. They're going to look at your books. They're going to see what you're offering. They're going to see how much you're being charged, and they're going to see whether or not they can beat it. If they can, they do. If they can't, they can. If they pat you on the back and say, but you're not out anything. You're not out anything. CornerstoneMGA.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Get on the website. Check it out. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com, Managing General Agency. They're going to take care of you. I promise you. I promise you they're going to take care of you. And if you... if you want to, if my phone will cooperate, I'll give you the phone number here in a second.
I saw Greg this morning. He said things are going great.
Yeah, they should be. They should be. They got the right program over there. They got everything going right. I mean, why would it not be going great? They got a great team, too. I mean, the people in town know this team. They know these people. They know these people. 356, is it 356-1502? Is that their number?
Something 1502.
Yeah, it's 356-1502. But you can always jump on the website. CornerstoneMGA.com. All right, one more race. One more race. That's it. Only other one I'm going to cover. This is not one of my big five, but this is a race that I'm very interested in watching because it features a black Republican going against a white Democrat in a toss-up district, a district Obama won by two and a district Trump won by two. And the polling shows that the Democrat is shellacking the Republican. So this is not a telling. I think the Democrat's going to win this district. But I'm very interested in watching New Hampshire's first congressional district. Because if the Republican outpolls the 10 or 11 points that he's supposed to lose by, that's awfully telling. Because we're told how the northeastern liberal, you know, Republicans just do not like Trump. They're not supporting Trump. They don't want to have anything to do with him. We'll find out. Again, I'm not watching New Hampshire's first congressional district for any particular reason. But I'm intrigued by the matchup. I'm intrigued by the matchup in a district that has gone both ways. It's gone Democrat. It's gone Republican. It's gone Trump. It's gone Obama. It's always been a very close district, and the Democrat is just waxing the Republican. If the Republican does not get waxed in New Hampshire's first congressional district, that bodes well for places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
And New Hampshire. There's a lot of other competitive districts up there. I'll link to those five, though, the big five that I'm watching. Again, Virginia 5 and 7, North Carolina 9, New Jersey 3, Kentucky 6. Those five will tell you what's going to happen tomorrow night. Those five will tell you what's going to happen tomorrow night. You've got southern states, you've got mid-Atlantic states, and you've got northeastern states. You've got Republican districts, you've got Democrat districts, you've got incumbents, you've got open seats. That's a good smattering right there. A good smattering. Is that a good word, Jack?
Yeah, I think so.
Good smattering. And then New Hampshire won. I'm just watching for kicks and giggles. Jack, it's noon. We got to get out of here.
It is. Tomorrow's election day. Vote.
We'll be here. Yeah, everybody should vote. Nobody should stay home. Everybody should vote. Dan Moore's The Dan Moore Show with Joey Clark. Round the bend.